People here are still in shock. The explosion that shook the entire neighborhood around the depot. Muhammad Ridwan is just one of the people who were badly injured.
We were observing the fire near the depot gate, and then in a blink of an eye, there was a major explosion. Then suddenly flaming metal debris hit me on my head as I was running to seek shelter in a shop.
Authorities are still searching for the cause of the fire.
What we have initially learned from the explosion is that this happened due to a leak of hydrogen peroxide, and it is what likely created the spark.
Charities are helping victims and their families.
We've provided ambulance services to those who were injured or died from the fire incident. And alongside that, we're also providing emergency medicine, food and clothes to those who were affected.
Although firefighters managed to bring the deadly blaze under control, the containers are still smoldering.
Clearance and salvage operation is still going on. You can see the level of devastation. I can smell fume. There's chemicals on the ground. Journalists were only given a few minutes to check out the premises, and then we were told to leave this area because there is clearly more danger around.
Victims' families crowd the corridors of the hospital.
My nephew is a truck driver who came to drop goods at the container depot that night, but he never got the chance to unload the goods and instead got severely injured due to the explosion.
The owners of the container depot said they will help the victims.
Our main goal is to help those who are injured and help the families of the dead on an urgent basis. And the company will help the victims' families for the rest of their lives and even bear the children's education expense.
Many of the containers contain internationally recognized cloth brands. And while safety standards have improved in factories in recent years, experts say more needs to be done across the entire supply chain. Tanvi Chaudhary, Al Jazeera, Sitakunda, Bangladesh.